Katherine Engelbrecht Election Protection Plan. Crowdsource Evidence, Financial Protection for Whistleblowers, Livestream Vote Count. By Robert Krajicek on November 6, 2020. Katherine Engelbrecht, founder of True the Vote, called for citizen investigators to crowdsource the collection of voter fraud evidence. Fund protection for whistleblowers exposing electoral malpractice, and livestream ballot audits. Citizen patriots must organize to identify legally actionable evidence of fraud. Engelbrecht advised in an interview on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. She also recommended fundraising donations to provide financial security to whistleblowers exposing corruption within any electoral apparatus. "We want to create an environment where whistleblowers can come forward. In just the last 48 hours, we have organically raised millions of dollars," Engelbrecht said. "Whistleblowers should be provided protection and financial security," she added. "We have tons of data," Engelbrecht said. "We're preparing right now to crowdsource all of that. There are so many brilliant people across this country that are going to see patterns and trends that we might not. We have to have names. We have to be able to connect the dots, and it is go time. No more just spinning on social media trying to outdo one another with who saw what. Listen. Expansion of mail-in voting was intended to overwhelm states' capacities to count them in a timely manner," assessed Engelbrecht. "They orchestrated an effort to completely flood the election process with mail ballots," Engelbrecht said. "So many mail-in ballots that you can't make up from down. It's a tsunami of paper. There's not infrastructure to support it. We just ran refreshed data on address matches in 11 counties in Pennsylvania. Just in those 11 counties, there are over 250,000 addresses that don't even exist that were active on the voter rolls." Engelbrecht called for vote audits to be methodically live-streamed in the interest of public transparency. "Take all of these ballots that are coming in and start matching and figuring out which ones shouldn't have gone to those fake address, and then you prosecute," Engelbrecht said. "You perp walk. You do not let up. You name names. You make it personal. You find out who was really watching those ballots and who was looking at those signatures and you call them out. We have to drill this all the way down." Engelbrecht noted reports of Republican poll watchers being denied the ability to observe the veracity of vote counting in Detroit, Michigan. "Those that were there are not being able to get close enough to see what's happening," Engelbrecht stated. She said the left seeks to demoralize conservatives by creating a sense of inevitability around a defeat of President Donald Trump. "This is an outrage," Engelbrecht said. "They have crossed the Rubicon on this and have decided that they are going to take this election. They being, I will say, the revolutionary Marxists who are behind this effort. And they have decided that they are going to press forward in this no matter what. They are counting on the American people to sort of back away after a point and say, okay, well, I guess there's nothing we can do. I have never in 10 years seen anything that approaches where we are right now in terms of a blatant election fraud," Engelbrecht continued. "They are counting on us to stop and do nothing. Now is the time that we band together and push back, or we will lose this country." Engelbrecht highlighted Democrat-led changes to voting and election laws, lessening and removing state laws intended to protect electoral integrity, over recent months. "It started back in the spring when we saw historic numbers of lawsuits that were filed," Engelbrecht said. "Over 400 lawsuits were filed very cleverly in ways that would remove protections that would be necessary now. So they set them up in the spring to knock them down in the fall, and what do in the spring? We know they forced mail-in ballots. They removed signature verification standards. They removed postmark standards. They removed ID standards. They ushered in limitless ballot harvesting." Engelbrecht described Democrats' removal of election integrity laws, including the unsolicited sending of tens of millions of mail-in ballots, removal of voter ID laws, legalization and expansion of ballot harvesting, and removal of signature verification for votes, as a de facto legalization of election fraud. "They have institutionalized the fraud," said Engelbrecht. "This is a very difficult thing to wrap your arms around, because it's so granular and it's so layered. I often liken it to harvesting fog, because it's out there everywhere, but it is difficult to pick up." Engelbrecht pleaded for centralization and organization towards combating voter fraud. She said, "Let's work together. Let's form teams. Let's drill down. We have got to get to the bottom of some of this, because it has to be actionable in court. and there are about 7 states where we need to take this in court. There's a lot at play here. The challenge now is, for us to prove it, Engelbrecht said. The only way we prove it is we organize. And we get serious, and we create an environment where we can work together and put the facts together, because there are legal teams all over. The Trump campaign has them. We're going to be suing, representing voters. Engelbrecht cautioned against reflexive acceptance of many news media claims given their widespread unreliability. Do not believe what the media tells us about. Oh well, this state's been called for Biden, Engelbrecht held. The media doesn't call the states. The media doesn't elect the president. This is far from over. Do not quit. The one thing they are counting on is that we will lose focus, burn out, and quit. Marlow described much of the news media's push to create a sense of inevitability around a defeat of Trump. I know the media is looking for the first opportunity to call states for Joe Biden, so that they can create this climate where there's pressure for the president to concede, Marlow remarked. He shouldn't concede. He needs to fight for every vote, not just for his own voters and for himself, but for the integrity of the system. Elected Republican officials and citizen activists must actively demand election integrity where votes are counted, Engelbrecht determined. Silence is consent at this point. If you are in one of the contested states, you need to be at that central processing location wherever those ballots are counted. And if you are an elected representative of the people, you better be down there with them. This is for the hill on which to plant our flag, so you better be down there with them speaking out, Engelbrecht declared. Engelbrecht added, as an elected representative, if you're not down there demanding justice, demanding transparency, and doing all you can to support your constituents, then people will remember, because this is what you're elected for. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.